From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting funeral arrangements have been announced for boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday in Arizona. At a news conference Saturday, a family spokesman, Bob Gunnell, said the 74-year-old Ali had died of septic shock due to natural causes. He said that Ali's public funeral will be held Friday afternoon at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky, and will be open to the public. Gunnell said the family realized that everyone needed the chance to say goodbye.
Muhammad Ali was truly the people's champion, and the celebration will reflect his devotion to people of all races, religions, and backgrounds.
Former President Bill Clinton, comedian Billy Crystal, and journalist Bryant Gumbel will deliver eulogies. Tributes to Ali have poured in worldwide since news of his death broke. U.S. President Barack Obama called Ali's wife Lonnie Williams to offer his condolences. The White House said Mr. Obama told Ms. Williams that he and the First Lady felt fortunate to have met the champion. Civil rights activist, the Reverend Al Sharpton, called Ali a champion in all of life.
So yes, he could beat everybody in the ring, but don't reduce him to just another boxer. He was a historic figure that changed history, and as he walks into the ages, let's know who he is. Give a Harlem salute to the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called Ali one of the 20th century's great humanitarians. Brazilian soccer icon Pele said on social media that the sadness is overwhelming. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, his first trip to Mongolia as the top diplomat. The State Department says that Kerry will launch a new project under the auspices of the U.S. Agency for International Development to increase both citizen engagement in the democratic political process and to enhance good governance in Mongolia. The United States has established diplomatic relations with Mongolia back in 1987. Washington has been supporting political and economic development of Mongolia, which also maintains good relations with China and with Russia. Thousands of people attended a candlelight vigil on Saturday in Hong Kong to mark the 27th anniversary of the 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Organizers estimated around 125,000 people attended the main candlelight vigil in Victoria Park. Albert Ho is the chairman of the Hong Kong Alliance.
The long-term goal, of course, is to seek an end to one-party dictatorship in China, and we want democracy to be put in place in China.
On June 4, 1989, China sent tanks into Tiananmen Square to break up the demonstrations. Beijing has never released a death toll, but estimates from human rights groups and witnesses range from several hundred to several thousand. The Syrian army reached the edge of the northern province of Raqqa on Saturday. That's the home of the de facto capital of Islamic State Group's self-proclaimed caliphate. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that Syrian troops, backed by Russian airstrikes, reached the administrative border of Raqqa province. It said during 3 days of fighting, at least 26 Islamic State militants had been killed, along with nine from the Syrian troops and their allied forces. Pope Francis has agreed that Roman Catholic bishops who are found to have been negligent when dealing with priests accused of child abuse can be removed from office. A new Vatican law the Pope issued Saturday appeared to be a response to a long-standing demand by Catholic activists in the United States who have denounced what they saw as the Church's failure to take action against pedophile priests. Niger's defense ministry says at least 32 soldiers were killed when hundreds of Boko Haram extremists attacked a military post near the country's border with Nigeria. The ministry said in a statement that Friday's attack in Bosso left 30 Niger soldiers and two from Nigeria dead. At least 67 other soldiers were wounded. The defense ministry said Niger's military launched a counterattack on Saturday, pushing the militants out of Bosso. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.